Rubio moves to silence U.S. envoys. Amid sensitive Iran nuclear talks, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio issued a directive ordering American ambassadors in the Middle East to avoid public statements, interviews, or social media activity that could worsen regional tensions or complicate U.S. relations during delicate nuclear negotiations with Iran. The memo, obtained by The Guardian, emphasized strict discipline in messaging and was widely interpreted as a rebuke to U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee, who recently said on Tucker Carlson's podcast that Israel had a biblical right to much of the Middle East. Though Rubio's unclassified cable did not mention Huckabee by name, its timing, 2 days after the comments drew condemnation from Arab leaders, left little doubt it was aimed at him. White House officials were alarmed that Huckabee's remarks could harden Iran's posture ahead of last-ditch diplomatic efforts, led by Trump's envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. The administration has been pressuring Iran to dismantle its three primary nuclear enrichment sites, Fordow, Isfahan, and Natanz, targets of Trump's previous bombing campaign, and to surrender its remaining uranium stockpile to the U.S. Negotiators also insisted that any agreement be permanent, with no sunset provisions like those in the 2015 Obama-era deal that Trump exited during his first term. The latest Geneva talks were largely unsuccessful, and officials fear Iran may be stalling, leaving Trump's decision on further airstrikes in flux. Inside the administration, tensions are rising. A source familiar with the situation said Trump is increasingly frustrated with Huckabee for interfering in sensitive negotiations, and still remembers that Huckabee's daughter refused to endorse him in the last campaign. Meanwhile, Rubio is expected to travel to Israel to meet Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, though the State Department declined comment. Huckabee's biblical arguments, citing Genesis and suggesting Israel could take it all, encompassing land from Egypt to the Euphrates, sparked sharp criticism across the Middle East, even as he added that such territorial ambitions were not part of current policy discussions.